The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. It's time for the Business of Sports Minute, presented by Southern Company. Southern Company is building the future of energy for the customers and communities they are privileged to serve.
So AEW Dynamite, Rampage, and Collision coming to Gas South Arena next Wednesday and Thursday. Single day or ticket packages for all three shows now available at AllElitewrestling.com. And this Sunday, it's going to be the Revolution pay-per-view, Sting's last match. This guy calls it all. Mm-hmm. He's been a friend for years. Mm-hmm. He is Tony Schiavone joining us for the Business of Sports. Tony, always a pleasure having you on. How you doing?
Hey, Nick. How you doing, buddy? It's good to be with you. It's, gosh, you and I and Chris have not talked maybe since the Turner Field days. I'm not so sure.
I think you're right. Yeah. You doing well, though, Tony?
Yeah, I'm living my best life right now, Chris. I really am.
Good for you.
I'm very, very fortunate. I really am very fortunate to. Never thought I'd get back into business, but never say never in wrestling.
What was the phone call? And how do you, we usually talk about these as kitchen table decisions. What was the decision that had to go into actually going back?
Well, it was a weird thing, and it's kind of a long story, but I'll try to give you the short version. I got a call from the WWE, and when I got that phone call, I immediately told my friend Conrad Thompson. I said, "You'll never believe this, but the WWE called me and wants me to come to work for them." He called Cody Rhodes, who's a friend of mine, and Cody got in touch with me. Cody said, "Listen, don't want you to go to work for the WWE. I want you to go to work for AEW." I said, "Well, Cody, you and I talk all the time. You've never offered me anything." So he had Tony Khan call me, and Tony Khan called me, and I was immediately hooked into his vision, and just a great guy. And, I had put some, as you guys know, I put a lot of jobs together. Mm-hmm. I had done the Gwinnett team, the Braves Stripers, for 11 years, worked with the Georgia Bulldogs and football and basketball, and even worked at Starbucks. And I had culled a lot of jobs together to make a living. But I thought, you know what? The money's good. I'm going to give it one last shot. And so here I am.
And you talked about Conrad Thompson. He's got all of the wrestling podcasts. You're a part of that podcast network as well. How much did that help kind of get you back on the radar, and a lot of other guys as well?
Oh, it helped a great deal, Nick. Conrad and I started in 2017 with our podcast, and I would do some things, and Tony Khan would listen to our podcast. And our podcast is kind of different than most. We don't really interview people or talk that much about the current stuff. We just we'll put up an old Nitro or an old Thunder, and we'll watch it together, and we'll comment on it. And have the fans, hopefully put it up and watch along with us. And we make fun of some of the stuff we did. I make fun of me. And so Tony Khan got into that. He enjoyed the podcast and offered me a job. This is a funny story, but it's really true. My daughter was getting married, and we're trying to get money together for her wedding, obviously. And I remember telling Lois, and I said, what I need in my life at my age is a billionaire who was a fan of mine growing up. Ta-da! Tony Khan arrives.
Now, let me ask you this.
Tony Khan, of course, the owner of AEW, son of Shad Khan, who owns the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Did you have to find a lamp on a beach and actually rub it three times to have this happen, or you just put it into the universe?
Yeah, I didn't have to, but that's a true story. I just thought, I told Lois that, and Tony Khan arrives in our life, so... It's been good. It's been, it'll be 5 years coming up this October since we started AEW, and I'm on all the shows, and they put me on Collision now Saturday night as a lead announcer. I had told Tony, I said, I'd like one more shot at doing play-by-play just to see if I could do it. And so he put me on Collision, and he likes it, and we're having a great time. I've got a great team. So, listen, there's a lot of stress in wrestling. There really is backstage because, I mean, it's entertainment. You're trying to put a show together, and I'm involved in that, but travel all the time. But other than that, life is good, man. It really is.
So, Tony, was there a moment that you knew that you hit a little bit? I don't know what the first call might have been, the first match might have been, where, you know, you go home that night and you go, oh, wait, that could stick or that could become something. Is there sort of a moment in your career where you go, I think people are going to know my name a little bit because of this?
Well, I keep going back to, you know, I made the transition from a minor league wrestling, a minor league baseball announcer back in, 1983 to pro wrestling. And I was doing pro wrestling part-time for the Crocketts, just doing stick work, local promos, getting to know everybody. And I was still doing the Charlotte O's. At that time, they were Baltimore's double-A team in the Southern League. And a couple of years passed, and Jim Crockett came in to me and said, I'd like for you to start doing some play-by-play. And I started doing some play-by-play. We were in Shelby, North Carolina, and I did a show, and I walked in the backstage, and the guys came up to me. And I remember Ricky Steamboat coming up to me, and he said, you know what? He said, your voice, the excitement that you have, he said, you're really going to make it. Because he said, all of us in the back stopped, looked at the monitor, and was listening to what you had to say. And then Dusty Rhodes was the booker, and Dusty says, I want you to start working on play-by-play. And everybody loved me, and I'm talking about all the boys loved me, and it kind of stuck. And then, of course, in April of 85, we took over the time slot for TBS, World Championship Wrestling 605, and that's where I kind of forged my way during those times. I like to look back and look how young and pretty I was. And thanks killer, to the WWE Network, I can do that.
Yeah, killer mustache as well for a while, Tony. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Porn star mustache is what they say. Yeah.
Tony Schiavone with us. AEW Dynamite Rampage Collision coming to Gas South Arena next Wednesday and Thursday. AllEliteWrestling.com to get some ticket packages. Also going to be on the call for Revolution, the pay-per-view. It's Sting's last match. Can you believe he's still doing this, Tony?
He's crazy. He's in his 60s, and he only does this, Nick. He jumps off of ledges, and he jumps, and he jumped off of the ring onto a table. It was probably like 2 months ago, and kind of missed, and just absolutely cut his lip. And here he was, 3 weeks later, back in the ring doing it again. I keep telling him. I said, you know, you're out of your mind. And one time he went up, and I think this was Revolution a couple of years ago, he went up on the balcony and jumped on two tables. And afterwards, I said, you're crazy. He said, I did that for you. I said, thanks. Yeah. Don't kill yourself. But nice. He is nuts, yeah. but in a good way.
And Tony, for those that don't know, he wrestles in the WWE a few years ago and suffers a major neck injury. He loses feeling Absolutely. For a while when he's wrestling Seth Rollins. So, you know, things are predetermined, but the injuries are real, as you well know.
Yeah, the injuries are real, and you just don't know. Nick, you just don't know when they're going to happen. It could be a freak thing, and it kind of that's the way it was with Sting.
Well,
and
there's been a lot of guys. Yeah, guys are so nervous about losing a contract, though, that I'm sure, you know, with all due respect, you do whatever it is you got to do to get to the next show. That's the mindset.
Right, right.
So, Tony, you got a couple. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, one thing, Chris, back in the day, the wrestlers had to wrestle or they didn't get paid. They wrestled. They were independent contractors, 1099 tax forms. Now they're under contract, so if they're hurt, you know they're still going to get paid. And the business has changed, just like any other sports. But the business has changed for the better for the athletes, and I'm liking that.
Good. So I don't know if you want to give names, but I'm assuming you talked about backstage. There's tension. There's things going on. Have you ever seen an all-out real fight?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did somebody like? Was it, I'm not losing, therefore it's going to go on a little bit longer than most bar fights go on?
No, here's what happened. It's one of the famous stories in wrestling backstage. And I'm thinking it's like 1993. And we're at Center Stage in Atlanta. And Paul Orndorff and Big Van Vader got into a fight. Now, both of those guys are no longer with us. But Paul Orndorff was both of them are legitimately tough guys. But Paul Orndorff is a longtime pro wrestler and a badass, but a good guy. I like to say all these guys are good guys because they really are. And Paul was, he was one of our agents or one of our producers at that time. And we were trying to get Vader to do an interview. And Paul walked up to the camera and was talking to us. And he said, "That son of a bitch ain't coming. So the hell with him." Okay. And he walked away. So I'm standing in the back and Vader comes towards me and I'm thinking, what's he coming towards me for? Well, he's coming towards Paul Orndorff. And Vader said, "You got something you want to say to me, say to my face." Well, Paul didn't say anything. He just clocked him. And then Vader goes down and we're talking about a 100-pound guy.
He's massive.
Paul, literally at my feet, Paul is stomping his head in the concrete. Just stomping his freaking head. And the guys pull him off. And Vader, as big and as strong as he is, was like crying. He said, "Get him off me. He's going to kill me. And I'm thinking, this is great. This is a story I'm going to have the rest of my life because it happened in front of me. So that is the one I remember. And everybody will say that sees me. So do you remember the Vader Orndorff fight? I said, do I remember it? It was at my feet.
I lived it.
The man bled on me. That man's blood on my shoes.
It was crazy, but it was funny to see Vader. And I liked Leon. He was kind of a difficult guy at times, but I liked him because he was such a star. It was just funny seeing how tough and big he was, crying because Paul Orndorff was stomping his head in the concrete.
Tony Schiavone with us for the business of sports. Like we said, AEW coming to town, allelitewrestling.com to get tickets for Dynamite, Rampage, and Collision next Wednesday and Thursday, Revolution pay-per-view, Sting's last matches this week as well. You've seen the evolution of the business, like when guys had to protect the gimmick or they lost their job. You were also around. Ole Anderson just passed away, and you kind of helped coin the phrase, the Four Horsemen, did you not?
Yes, as a matter of fact, according to Arn Anderson, and Nick, I really don't remember it, but I believe Arn. Arn mentioned that we are the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, or we're like that. And when that interview was over, I looked at Arn, I said, "That's what you should call yourself, the Four Horsemen, that's it." And so it stuck from my suggestion to Arn, and of course, as we all know, the Four Horsemen obviously are legendary in pro wrestling.
So Tony, let's finish up. I know, and good luck with everything coming up with the big shows. And
Thanks, we have to
talk a little bit more often. What do you think who's the greatest character? Like if you just said on a piece of paper, here's the script, like it's Sergeant Slaughter or it's somebody else. Who do you think the greatest character to walk through in the last 40 years, the years you've been doing it?
The greatest character?
Yeah.
We're not talking about greatest performer in the ring, but the greatest
character.
Yeah. The greatest character is Hulk Hogan. I mean, there was no one that made an impact on the business to kids. He had a cartoon, right? He was on. We're talking the 80s, and he was on. And of course, the media's changed, but he was on the Sports Illustrated cover at that time. So you can't deny what he meant to the sport. Not only that, when he turned heel.
Did you know that was coming or you had no idea?
Nope. I had no idea. I knew that they had talked about Hogan doing it. They had also talked about Bret Hart, but when the day ended for me and I went to the broadcast table, I'm thinking, okay, they'll come up with something. And you know, I kind of like that, Nick. I like not knowing everything.
Yeah. It makes it more genuine. The call, as you told him, he can go to hell at the end of the pay-per-view. Famous line to this day.
Right. That's one of my famous lines that I just kind of threw out there without thinking. But I kind of thought, you know, here's Hogan, this icon to kids, and he's turning on everybody. And so I thought it fit.
Yeah, it did. It's a great call. Yeah. Listen, Al Michaels, Miracle on Ice, and Tony Schiavone, Hulk Hogan, you can go to hell. I mean, they register and they will for a long time.
So before we let you go, let's talk about present day. Talk about some of the big storylines in AEW that the fans could be involved in.
Well, one of the biggest storylines is our Sting's final match, obviously. And the Young Bucks, who are our executive vice presidents, turning on Sting and Darby. And Ric Flair's involved in that, as you know. And that's kind of one of our biggest storylines. The other one is... Samoa Joe is our world champion, and he's got two top contenders, and they couldn't decide who would face Samoa Joe at Revolution, so it's going to be a three-way match with Swerve Strickland and Hangman Adam Page. And Hangman kind of turned on Swerve Strickland last night thinking that we all thought he had a bad ankle, but a swerve turned around. He hit him with a crutch over top of the head.
One of the great gimmicks.
Yeah, so those things happen, man. I mean, you know, those crutches, you never know. I remember one time I was going to do a basketball game at Georgia, and I was on crutches, and Adam Gillespie turned his head, and I hit him over the head with a crutch.
You know what? I think a lot of people cheered that day. That wasn't a heel turn on your part.
No. He has a head as big as a pumpkin, and so it broke the crutch. So I remember that happening. So it happens. You know, crutches happen in life.
Well, Tony, just remember when I kicked you out of that chair, we started winning national championships with that football program.
Here we go.
I shouldn't have even brought his name up. What am I doing in my life?
It's your own fault.
But I miss, let me tell you this. I miss the Dogs. I really miss the Braves. I got Brian Snitker was our manager in Gwinnett for a number of years. Sid and I are still friends. He still gets me tickets if I need them. And I really miss seeing you guys. I miss the Atlanta sports scene, but I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
Tony, last thing, I know you called the O's games. Who was in the booth for the Orioles then? Like when you're trying, you're like a minor league player. You're trying to make your way up. Who blocked you?
Yeah. Who blocked
you? Was John Miller? Like who was, I'm trying to think.
I think John Miller was with them. Right.
Okay.
And I think this was after the Chuck Thompson era.
Okay.
So I think you're right. I think it was John Miller.
Okay.
Absolutely was John Miller because I went to a wow, isn't it amazing how your mind works? I went to baseball winter meetings and met him. I don't think he blocked me. I was just a kid out of college, and who knows?
Well, here
I was going to be a wrestling announcer, Chris. I was going to be a wrestling announcer. I wasn't going to do
the. It was in the stars.
Again.
It was in the stars. It was your density.
And the stars, to quote George McFly, have all aligned again for AEW and Tony Schiavone. Listen, Tony, when you're in town, we would love to have you in studio with us because we need more time.
Absolutely. I still live here, live in the same house 30 years. I travel Wednesdays and Saturdays, but I'm in town most of the week. I'd love to come in the studio.
Pick a day.
Yeah.
Come on in.
The door is always open. We'll line something up. Tony Schiavone, AEW Wrestling, Dynamite, Rampage, and Collision coming to Gas South Arena next Wednesday and Thursday. The pay-per-view Revolution, Sting's Farewell, is this Sunday as well. AllEliteWrestling.com to get some ticket packages. Tony, we'll talk soon.
Chris and Nick, thank you very much, both of you. Gillespie, you're welcome for the job.
The Business of Sports Minute, presented by our friends at Southern Company. You can check out all our interviews at 680thefan.com, thepodcastpark.com, or on the 680 The Fan app. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM, or download The Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.